even when you feel it sinking and you don't know what to do. Don't give up your dream, even though you may be thinking it never will come true. Life has its own ideas of how things come about, and if you just hang in there, life is gonna work it out. Help is on the way from places you don't know about today, from friends you may not have met yet. Believe me when I say I know help is on the way.
That's the lovely, lovely voice of Nancy Lamott, who was singing one of David Friedman's most famous composings, Help is on the Way. Actually, David Friedman's going to be joining us tomorrow. He's going to talk about what he is doing with his creative self in the midst of this crisis. I can't wait to hear from him. You know, he has a very strong spiritual bent as well. And joining us now is one of the ladies who, for whom help is what she does every single day of the week, every single day of the year. It's pretty much her mantra. Amy Montemuro is the president and CEO of the Ableist Organization, which provides services and supports for over 700 individuals and their families with special needs here in Lower Fairfield County. Amy has been working at Ableist for the past 24 years. She's been in the field for 30 years. I know her personally. She was the first boss of my daughter after college at the ripe old age of 22, and I can speak personally to her deep passion and commitment to the people that are served by Ableist. In this crisis that we're facing right now, I think we really need to pay attention to these people and their families and their network of support systems. Amy, welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show today.
Hi, Lisa. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. So when you got up this morning, Amy, what was the thought that crowded your mind, that crowded out other thoughts today?
Well, I was looking forward to speaking to you, of course. But
you.
Every day has been, I wake up and I, you know, say to myself, like many people, you know, is this real? Is this really happening? Is this another day? And it is. And here at Ableist, we have continued to take that, you know, very much every day is just one day at a time and doing what we can do to protect the people that we're supporting.
So tell us a little bit. Ableist, you've got group homes within the community, and you also do day services for people with special needs, right?
Right, yes. And we have a therapeutic and early intervention services. So we're a lifespan provider.
So let's talk. First of all, let's get the basics. Are your workers considered essential in terms of having to travel and being able to travel to work to do their
yes.
shifts to stay at these group homes? Okay.
Yes.
And are they paid for? Is their pay guaranteed somehow?
Yes.
And yep. even though you're a not-for-profit, is the sourcing of that pay coming from the state of Connecticut? Tell us about that, Amy.
Yeah, the state of Connecticut and Department of Developmental Services early on assured us that we were going to be covered. So we know we're in good shape right now, making sure that the services and support that we had to stop for our day supports would be covered, as we had to redeploy those staff during the day to work in our residential services. So they've been fantastic in supporting us.
Okay, that's wonderful. So nobody has to worry that people are going to be that the special needs community is going to be abandoned by their familiar faces. That's good.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We have over 150 people that we're supporting in residential services, 40 different locations, and we've been our staff have been incredible. They're so dedicated. And in three of the different locations, we've had to shelter in place, and many of our workforce have left their own families to stay 24 hours a day with those that we were caring for.
Has anybody who you are caring for come down with COVID-19?
Yes, yes. And our staff have come in every day and cared for them. They're all doing well, a younger population, and we're just monitoring. You know, we were very proactive in ensuring that the same staff were going to be assigned to the same home, And not only are we monitoring, you know, the healthcare signs and symptoms of all the people that we're supporting, but also every single employee as they enter into any of our homes or any of our facilities in terms of taking their temperature, signs and symptoms. And there's been cases where we've had to tell staff to leave because their temperature was above what we expect to be normal.
Are your staff equipped with masks, and are you recommending that they wear masks?
Yes. Staff are wearing masks whenever they're supposed to. You know, if there is a potential risk, they don't walk around wearing masks every single, you know, at every minute. Our director of health services assesses every single situation, you know, 24 hours a day to determine when PPE kits, you know, the complete kit and equipment needs to be worn. But they've been so careful. And in the one home where we did have a positive COVID, it didn't spread to the entire home. So isolating those who had tested positive, our staff were so careful cleaning the location, keeping people engaged, providing activities, and keeping them safe. Very difficult to juggle, but they've been incredible.
We're chatting with Amy Montemuro of Ableis at 203-333-9422 if you have a question or a comment about this population. What about the families of people that have children who are still with them at home or young adults who are not in a residential setting, but for whom their routine has been, you know, completely disrupted? What about that population of people, Amy?
Well, those are that we're, you know, we've been working with once we sort of, you know, unfortunately have this groove now where we're in a completely different state of mind every day and how we're operating. We were able to start getting, you know, distant learning activities, conversations, getting people connected so that we help the families that have individuals at home and we help the individuals that are home understand what's happening, have the ability to see their friends, participate in activities, continue their, you know, healthy relationship class. We had this magnificent program, Project Search, at Greenwich Hospital that, you know, everybody we had to suddenly stop. So getting that online learning back so that they continue the momentum of what they were working so hard to achieve. You know, we're doing the best that we can to make sure that everybody stays, you know, active, involved, and that they don't, you know, feel alone.
So, and tell us about healthcare access. This is something you and I spoke about privately off air, but you're concerned about this population of people should they need to go to a hospital, right?
Yeah. I've received so many phone calls from the families and, you know, our staff here are concerned. You know, generally a lot of people with disabilities have underlying health conditions that make them more susceptible to a serious illness or a death if they contracted COVID-19. And we've been looking at it, and it varies state by state. And the different guidelines could determine COVID patients, you know, based on their health problems and cognitive abilities. And almost all the different plans give priority to otherwise, you know, healthy people. And, you know, we understand the healthcare system and the strain, you know, on our hospitals, but we're watching very, very close. We worked with the state. They provided us with documentation from our governor and a commissioner that allow us to be with the people that we're supporting in the hospital. If God forbid, you know, they need to go to the emergency room. And in many cases, we are their voice and they need to be heard. Yeah.
That's true.
And so we need to make sure that we're there to protect them.
So you've gotten a special dispensation, if necessary, to accompany somebody because that person will be very frightened, typically, and needs to see a familiar face. And also, there needs to be very often, frankly, a translator. In other words,
a translator,
cognitive
yeah.
issues.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Not to mention a decision maker.
Right. We've been working with families that we don't necessarily, you know, that we don't serve residentially, to provide guidance and support to them as well. Everybody's, you know, very frightened, as everybody's frightened, but, you know, our population, our families and our staff are very concerned for the people that we're supporting.
Yeah, I bet. And talk to us a little bit about the range of disabilities. You know, just give us a little insight instead of generalities, if you can, not by name, but by specificity. You've got people with Down syndrome. You have people with just generally non-specified.
Yep, and individuals with autism and other developmental disabilities, some individuals with intellectual disabilities that we're providing services and support. Some people, you know, need our assistance for coming in, you know, helping them with grocery shopping and medical appointments and just, you know, weekly, could be daily check-ins to those who need 24 hours of care, you know, for personal care needs, medical needs, behavioral needs. So we, you know, support a range of disabilities. And we've expanded those that we've supported through the years to, you know, increase and provide services to the gaps in our system.
How are you hearing from families of people who are used to having a bit of a rest in terms of the concentration of care necessary for a lot of these individuals when they don't have that respite anymore, when their family members have to stay home? What are you hearing from that, Amy?
Just, you know, their individuals are trying to explain to the individuals what's happening. Families have reached out to me, you know, personally, and we've had our managers, supervisors, coordinators reaching out to the people that are in the homes and the parents to provide any kind of support that we can, whether it's FaceTime. We quickly, started using Zoom for, you know, activities, karaoke, whatever we can possibly do to make sure that, you know, what's being missed, that whatever we can provide for the individuals and the break for the families.
Yeah, and I wonder with this population, we're chatting with Amy Montemore from Ableis, because there is such a range. I mean, there really is a very big range. But, you know, I wonder what the families are telling their children, their loved ones, about why this is happening. What would you advise them to tell them?
Well, I think a lot of times people don't realize that the individuals are hearing the news, they're hearing conversations that are happening. So trying, you know, I think just being honest that there is a virus that is affecting, you know, everyone, and we need to keep safe and make sure that we stay healthy and wash our hands.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I had some, we started a TikTok within the Ableis organization, and individuals are painting signs and writing signs, staying home, and we're getting them involved and sharing with other people that are at home with their families so that people understand.
Yeah. And are you still showing up to work every day, Amy?
Every day.
Yeah. And how are you managing the office in terms of staff? What are you doing?
Well, we are limited. Everybody is separated in their own space.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a work crew that is doing all the shopping for all the locations, you know, sending out any PPE kits, cleaning supplies, groceries. We have a group that's doing that. And also people in the community have been volunteering and actually sending games, activities, puzzles, different things to the various homes. So we do, there is an operation here that needs to continue every day. But we're being very, very
absolutely
safe.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, it sounds like you're on steady helm, right? Steady hand on the rudder here.
Absolutely.
And we're just going to have to take this day by day, Amy. That's all we can do.
That's it. That's all we can do.
That's it. Amy Montemore of Ableis, thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks for checking in. Very important conversation. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care, Lisa.
It's Elise. Sure, you too. It's Elise's show. We'll be right back. I'm going to give you the latest on the information about banks and what the newest word is in terms of your responsibility to be paying your bills and the effect on your credit rating. So stay tuned. We'll be right back for more information. The Lisa Wexler Show coming right up.